All white candidates kick off the second Democrat debate. By Hannah Blow on July 30, 2019. Round 2 of the Democrat debate is kicking off Tuesday night with 10 Democrat candidates on the stage. But the first night's lineup comes with a prominent sense of irony as all candidates on the debate stage are white. CNN split the 20 qualified candidates during a live draw on Anderson Cooper 360 this month. It separated longtime frontrunner Joe Biden, D, from his two fiercest competitors, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT. However, it also resulted in the first debate featuring all white candidates, despite the Democrat Party's insistence that it is the party of diversity. Those taking the stage are Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, Pete Buttigieg, D, Beto O'Rourke, D, Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, John Hickenlooper, D, Representative Tim Ryan, DO, John Delaney, D, Marianne Williamson, D, Governor Steve Bullock, D Mount. Even NBC News referred to the phenomenon as an awkward twist of fate. According to NBC, Democrat strategists wonder if the sea of white candidates will be able to address the race-based issues that have dominated the news cycle over the past few weeks. NBC reported. A random draw by CNN, the debate's host, put them out front, without including a single one of the five contenders of color, all of whom will participate on the second night of the debate on Wednesday, along with Joe Biden, the frontrunner in the polls. So, the 10 white men and women on Tuesday will be the first of the candidates to answer the president's put-downs and try to refute his assertion that he has the best programs for black and brown Americans. And they'll have to do so at a time when they are still trying to define their own narratives. The challenge to all the candidates, regardless of their background, but particularly those who are white, is that they are able to convey that they can heal the country in a way that is true to who they are. That doesn't feel like they are pandering and that sets forth some sort of substantive vision, said Linda Tran, a Democratic strategist. I do feel like the field that we have currently has folks who could absolutely do that, regardless of their heritage. This comes at a time of fierce infighting between progressive and moderate Democrats in both the House and Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, DCCC, specifically with the progressive flank urging the party to emphasize far-left ideas and walk the walk in terms of diversity. Top DCCC officials quit in droves over the ultra-left self-imposed diversity quotas, resulting in what one lawmaker called the Monday Night Massacre. As Breitbart News reported, there is not one person of color, black or brown, that I'm aware of, at any position of authority or decision-making in the DCCC, Representative Marsha Fudge, DEO, said. It is shocking, and something needs to be done about it. Bustos flew back to Washington, D.C. to hold an emergency meeting to address the internal strife within the organization. Tensions boiled over, and DCCC Executive Director Allison Jaslow quit during the meeting. Her move created a domino effect with a slew of other employees leaving the organization. The debate is expected to last 2 hours and airs on CNN at 8 p.m. ET.